At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Patrick Ricey is here. Like all our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I believe my hometown, the town you live in, Golden Valley, I believe Golden Valley has more power outages than any other city in the United States of America. Prove me wrong.
I can guarantee you that that's true on my side of the street. The people on the other side, I would say in my many years there, this was the 50th time we lost power when the people across the street were watching TV and having a good old time. I don't know what it is, but there was a song. It was the dark end of the street, but if there was a dark side of the street, that would be us. And you know what happens now? You know, Ted, when we were first there and the power went out, you'd get a book and a flashlight, right?
Yeah.
Now you got two iPhones. You got an iPad, and you have, my wife has these excellent hearing aids from Starkey, where she can listen to books. She can listen to books on these, so we have to get those charged up, too. So I was so busy getting stuff charged up, I forgot what I was supposed to be doing earlier today.
Not a problem at all. Derek Falvey calls you Wednesday and says, Patrick, I've got this offer for Joe Ryan, this offer for Duran, this offer for Jax. What do they need to get to trade those guys, considering all three are under control for a couple more years?
Yeah, well, Joe Ryan, I think you have to get more than, you know, for a starting pitcher, but you can slap bullpens together, not as good as this one. But Duran and Jax, I would guess those are the two guys that are going to move. Jax, for sure. He's 30, so I love him. I think he's great. And I also think that there's probably 15 clubs that would call you if you wanted to move him. So, but, yeah, I think, you know what I say? For Duran and Jax, you got to get five can't-miss prospects because half of them are going to miss anyway,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, the can't-miss.
For sure.
They miss. They miss. But you can't be taking some 18, 19-year-old kid who's your 62nd best prospect or your 30th best. You got to be giving me yeah, you know, if you're the if you're the Dodgers and you got if you want Joe Ryan to be a starter, you got to give me basically your half your farm system, I think. So, I think two of them will move. This idea they can't give up because they're for sale. That's exactly why they can give up, because the person that's going to pay $1.7 or $8 billion doesn't care if they win 65 or 85. What's he care? He just wants to come in and make his own mark, or him or her, wherever it is, make his own mark on the franchise. There's probably less pressure on them, at least from the Polad standpoint, to win than there's ever been. And, you know, now Falvey and those guys, they might want to win because there could be a wholesale change coming in that front office. And really the last – Derek's quotes on this that I have read, he's taken babbling to a new level. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, he's very, very safe. Our guy Dan Cook has just reported that Ken Rosenthal is reporting that Chris Paddock to the Tigers, just happening now.
Oh, really?
The
okay,
sheriff.
I'm not, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not for a
I'm
top
not
prospect.
I'm surprised to see that. I would think that, you know, that I assumed he was going to get traded. Yeah, his contract's finally up. Right?
Yes.
He's been okay.
He's been fine. Detroit,
all of a sudden, even though they're still 8 or 9 games ahead, they've been playing terrible.
Yes.
And they could use a starter. We don't know which prospect they got for him, though.
I don't think it's the next Tarek Skubal. I think a little bit below.
No.
What is going on with ownership? Like, I get the Ishbia brother. And by the way, if he was going to run the team in anyway, like his brother's running the Suns. Thank God he's not here.
That's right. Yes.
What is going on? This is taking a long, long time.
Well, Manfred did make it sound like Ishbia was the front runner, and then when that fell through, it took a while. It's going to be a group now, don't you think? I don't think it's going to be. And they got a lead guy, but when the Tampa Bay fellas can get $1.7 billion, and they don't have a stadium.
Yeah.
And if they do fix the stadium, they still don't have a stadium because it stinks.
Don't fix that one.
I would guess you're going to get close to two here, aren't you?
I would think so. I mean, I get that one person's in the lead, but guess what? He's been out of the mix for multiple months. I just think somebody else would have emerged at this point.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. The TV, the fact that when you look at the books, and 2 years ago they were making $52 million a year in network in money, you know, the regional sports network make money, and now they have not had the guts to tell us how much they're making on Twins TV, but I would guess it's about $2.5 million. Even when you're looking at the books, that's a $50 million reduction, isn't it? That's pretty significant. And Manfred did mention that as they talk to the players about a new bargaining deal in a couple of years, the regional TV network thing has not been taken care of. So, Chad, what was baseball's greatest asset? Inventory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inventory.
Yeah.
We're
always there.
You could put 150 games on regional TV. Well, now nobody's willing to pay for it. So,
did you see the ESPN report today? Maybe without the power, you didn't see it. Where Manfred's making his tour and he's in the Phillies clubhouse, and they're covering some things, and Bryce Harper's agitated, and they end up getting face to face.
And saying
to him, if you're going to talk about a salary cap in any way, get the bleepity bleep out of my clubhouse. And apparently Manfred said, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they're going to try to get some form of a cap, that's for sure. And the public wants it. And, but here, okay, when Ohtani signs for $70 million a year, and you let them run this scam where they only have to count half of it on the cap.
Right.
Why don't you just say, no, you can't do that.
Right.
Take us to court.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know where we're going, but obviously the NFL has shown that
it works.
When you give everybody a chance, it works, doesn't it?
Simple.
Yeah.
We were texting yesterday during the 3M Open when – I mean, the who's who leaderboard, and you made a really good point. Without Liv, not only is the schedule terrible, and we've known that for a while, but you take out a number of other guys. Let's say you get 10 of the Liv guys, not the top guys. You weren't going to get Bryson and DJ.
You're going to get 10 or 15 guys, most of whom you've heard of, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, the other thing, and I really feel because the 8 designated tournaments – you have now given all the great players an excuse not to play these other tournaments. Right?
Yes, for sure.
And you used to be able to get a couple of them to show up, right? Now you get none. And, you throw 90-some degrees in with a leaderboard of strangers. I give a lot of people credit for showing up. And, we need at TPC Twin Cities? Freeze.
Yeah, rough.
90 degrees. You need a tree.
You need a tree. Yes, you do. And not a dull you-know-what golf course. Okay, TV, Department Q, your recommendation. I loved. Thought it was great. Really good. Matthew Good. Who's his – is it Akrab? Why am I forgetting his name right now? His partner that emerges. He's great.
Yes.
Anything else you're enjoying right now?
We just got done. Patience on Masterpiece.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Just getting 6 episodes. It's great. And by the way, there's somebody digging a hole next to me, and I got the top down on the convertible. In case you're hearing a little ruckus in the background here, that's what's going on.
How's the pool this summer?
Pool has been great, except now that there's no power, and we had a heavy rain, and we're supposed to get a rain tonight. We could be going over the top here.
Trouble.
I can get out there with a pail and try to get it out of there, but I don't think that's going to work. So
tell Doogie's kids to help out.
Yes, that's true. I don't see Doogie anymore. He's got better pools to go to, I guess. So anyway.
All right, get back to the house. I got to go.
All right, see you. Goodbye.
Patrick James Ricey. Patrick, when the power gets on, maybe Patrick should reach out to Pella. PellaNorthland.com. They'll go to Golden Valley. They'll go to Stillwater. They'll go to Eveleth. They'll go to Worthington. They'll get it done. They've been getting it done for how many years? Oh, 100. 100. Compare your other window options to a business like this. Around for 100 years. Lived in one house almost 20 years with Pella Windows. PellaNorthland.com. You get all the info. So if you decide to move, whether it's a new house or an existing house, find out if it has Pella. I did. Yes. Pella included in the mix. When they came out to my place last year and made changes, they replaced 4 or 5 windows, but then dramatically altered the kitchen, made it immensely better. And on the sale, guess what? The money came back. They'll work with your budget, your style. You could go online, PellaNorthland.com, and schedule a free in-home visit. Or, along with doing that, go to their showroom in Woodbury and Plymouth. And right now, no payments, no interest if paid in full within 24 months and $250 off per window, $500 off per door. Don't wait. PellaNorthland.com.